yards, just what exactly what they needed. First down starting for Harbeach at the 24-yard line.
T formation again, and this one's Josh Shelkey on the keeper around the right end. He's across the, he tries to get to the 25-yard line. Man can't make the turn as number 24, Bobby Black, jumps out of his tackle and brings him down for a 2-yard loss. John Mooney, is Harbeach just saying, you know what, everything's working, we're just going to keep trying for it?
The one thing that Bobby Black just went ahead and said, I'm just not going to get sucked in on this end. And he just strung it out, and got Shelkey for a loss.
Second and now, 12 to go for Harbeach at the Morenci 27-yard line. T formation, Shelkey under center. Three men in the backfield, and is a Josh Shelkey keeper rolling to his left, looking to pass and play action to Chris Keys. It hits the hands as it's thrown a little bit behind him at the 24-yard line and falls incomplete, and now sets up a third and 12 to go.
Well, with that play action, the rollout by Shelkey, he's going to have to try to set his feet and throw the football across his body, falling away from the throw. Probably why that throw was a little bit behind Keys. He almost hauls it down with the throw behind him, but couldn't quite do it. Pressure, though, Chase Linden, the senior defensive end, made that throw happen a little bit quicker than what Shelkey wanted it to.
Third and 12, two wide each way, coming back on the spread formation. Devin Lemansky in the backfield with him. Shelkey down the pass to
going
the near sideline, down to the corner. And this one hit the wind and fled out of bounds about by 4 yards. Intended receiver was Austin Sell to the 5-yard line. Incomplete. And now fourth and 12 for the Pirates.
Yeah, Bobby Black had pretty good coverage out there for the Bulldogs. Shelkey threw it to the sideline, trying to perfect that flag route to the outside sideline. And it just got a little bit too much air under it. Floated out of bounds. No chance for any sort of completion. But the Pirates live to see another down, fourth and 13 coming. And just like the last time on fourth down, Coach Shelkey's going to call a timeout and set up a play.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports. We'll be back in 30 seconds. It's 8:58 left in the second, 14-0, Harbeach over Morenci, facing a fourth down.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the
When it comes to farm,
staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities that develop them into all-around healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. Preparation lasts all year. Learn more at the MHSAA website. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Harbeach facing a 4th and 12. John Mooney, what do you have for us?
Well, right now it's 4th down, and looking for one of the bag of tricks that Coach Shelkey is going to pull right now, and now's a good time to pull it.
Two wide each way. Shelkey rolling to his left in the shotgun spread, looking down to pass, now has to scramble, and he's going to let this one fly to Chris Keys and overthrew him. It's going to be an incomplete pass, and Josh Shelkey had nothing to work with there. And it's going to be an incomplete pass and a turnover of downs for the Pirates with 8:49 left in the first half.
Well, there's a lot of good things going there. The Bulldogs secondary did a nice job. Man-to-man coverage out there. They finally stuck to the receivers pretty well. And that Harbeach offensive line, give them some credit. They gave Josh Shelkey quite a bit of time to throw the football, just nobody there. And then Josh Shelkey doing what he does best, dodging, tiptoeing guys in the backfield to try and buy even more time, and eventually got rid of it, hoping one of his receivers could make a play, but it was just outside of Chris Keys' reach.
It took 3 minutes and 5 seconds off the clock. 9 plays and 8 yards resulted in a turnover of downs, and Morenci gets the ball at their own 27-yard line. It's a quarterback keeper right through the middle there, and Harbeach is there to meet him. Austin Ginther leading the tackle, and he is brought down for progress, has him stopped at the line of scrimmage, and a flag flies after the play. And we're not quite sure if that fell out of the pocket or not, and it does appear that it did fall out of the pocket. No flag on that play, brings up a 2nd and 10. That was an errant flag, yes.
Definitely was an errant flag on the play. Austin Ginther not fooled by the fact the quarterback was keeping the football. Harbeach doing a nice job locating the football out there, because you got to think, Austin Sandusky, it's all we've heard about all week long is how Austin Sandusky is the real deal. Well, Harbeach not fooled when they take the ball out of his hands. They're holding their gap very well and not allowing anybody else to beat him either.
No gain of the play, 2nd and 10, 14-0, Harbeach leading Morenci with the ball at their own 27-yard line, second and 10. Receiver wide each way in the shotgun with a man to his right. Quarterback on the keeper now has to run for it across the 30-yard line down to about the 31-yard line. That's Marilat with a 3-yard gain, maybe actually a 4-yard gain, brought down by, once again, Austin Ginther.
Absolutely, and the pressure again, the pass blocking by this offensive line of the Bulldogs isn't quite as good as their run blocking. And truth be told there, the routes by the receivers didn't even have a chance to develop. The quarterback didn't like what he's seen already, felt the pressure, and probably did the right thing. Stepped up in the pocket, takes what the defense gives him a 4-yard gain, and now third and a mod of 6 coming up for the Bulldogs.
They have a receiver wide to the left, and it's very tight to the tight end. And Austin Sandusky is technically in this wing on the left. It's a handoff right through the middle there, and Harbor Beach sniffed that one out. They're actually maybe even a loss of a yard back to the 30-yard line. The ball carrier there was number 25, Brandon DeCenso, and brought down by the Harbor Beach front line. Number 81 for Harbor Beach, Jason Gapke, stopping him.
Yeah, there's a whole slew of Harbor Beach defenders there. The Bulldogs going to their formation with that bunch tight end to one side, and that stuffed in two running backs in the backfield, and Harbor Beach not fooled for very little gain.
Fourth down, and they have to punt it away. Josh Elke brings it to the 20-yard line. It's down to the 35, breaks free of another tackle, and finally brought down at the 42-yard line. A 22-yard return for Josh Elke and the Pirates, and they have a 58-yard field to work with 6:43 before halftime.
Josh Elke, a little bit taller of a kid, 6'3". But he's very deceptive when he runs the football. Again, that return was all him. No blocking down there. He makes four or five guys look really bad trying to tackle him and gets it all the way out to the 42-yard line. So, again, Harbor Beach's defense now setting up the offense for great field position.
From their own 42, left to right across the radio are the Pirates. Chris Keys wide to the left. Tyler Vollmering in the slot to the left. And Mitch Hearn wide to the right. Shotgun, two men in the backfield, Josh Shelke. On the pitch out to Austin Sells to the midfield, down to the 40, to the 40, and to the 30, to the 25, cuts in at the 20, going across midfield, and finally dragged down at the 15-yard line. A huge gain, a 43-yard run for Austin Seltz and the Pirates, and they march right back into Morenci's red zone.
I can't wait to talk to Coach Shelke. I don't know if he was at the game we were at last night, because that's right out of the MLS playbook, the triple option. Haven't seen that all year, as Josh Shelke fakes the run up the middle and looks like he's going to do his thing and carry the ball to the outside. Who's out there? Austin Seltz. They take the quarterback away. He makes a perfect pitch to Seltz. He makes a guy miss and does the rest himself.
And they hand it off to Austin Sells on first and 10, down to the 15, dragging backwards all the way across the 10, and down to the 8-yard line, finally brought down by Nick Stutzman, the middle linebacker. And another big gain for Austin Sells. This one is a 7-yard gain. Sets up his second and 3 to go.
That's Stutzman's 6th tackle, leading this Morenci defense. But again, Austin Sells, I don't know how he does it. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage and spins and runs backwards and falls down for a 7-yard gain. He just makes it look so easy in the fact that he was hitting the backfield and still found a way to make a great gain out of nothing.
A spread formation, handoff to Austin Sells to the 10-yard line, and not much going there. He fights his way back to the original line of scrimmage on that one. And they're going to say about a 1-foot gain on that, as number 89, Jeffrey Ellerton, a defensive lineman there, 6'2", 190 pounds, stopped him in his tracks, 3rd and 3.
Very important for the Bulldog defense here to make a big goal line stand. You don't want to get it to 3 scores. That's a tall, tall task to ask for. 3rd and 3 coming up. It's probably a short 3, as you mentioned. They probably got a little gain on the last play, so we'll see what Harbor Beach does. The passing game's worked. The running game's worked. Can feel pretty confident about doing anything here. They're going to spread it out, shotgun formation.
Seltz with a 91 yards on the day so far. The Harbor Beach has to get this one off as the play clock is coming down, and it's going to be a delay of game here. They couldn't quite get off the snap just in time, so this will be a delay of game against Harbor Beach. A 5-yard walked off, and they're back now to the 14-yard line.
Yeah, very interesting there. You don't see that mistake very often made by an experienced Harbor Beach team. Again, they got a timeout in their pocket. Might have been a good time to use it, but nonetheless, this offense is very potent, and an extra 5 yards doesn't bother them on most occasions.
Josh Elke runs to the sidelines himself for this play call. Typically, Harbor Beach substitutes in and out, as we'll check in with John Moody to find out exactly what's going on.